You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Amy Scott. It's a day marred by yet another mass shooting in our country. A gunman killed at least six people and injured dozens more at a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois, near Chicago. With that situation still unfolding, we are going to stick to the business and economic news of the day. Starting with travel, nearly 48 million people were expected to travel at least 50 miles this holiday weekend, says AAA. That's about one in seven Americans. And air travel has been getting pretty close to pre-pandemic levels. But the cost of gas and airfares and hotels is way up, too, which may put a dent in what many in the hospitality and leisure industries had hoped would be a summer travel boom. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
American consumers are less worried about getting COVID and more willing to climb onto crowded trains, buses, and airplanes. So they've been returning to travel with a vengeance. Lindsay Roschke tracks consumer behavior at Morning Consult.
People have been calling this revenge travel, right? Get back out there and do things they haven't had the opportunity or they haven't felt comfortable doing.
But she says travel's getting more expensive. So Morning Consult finds consumers are planning to drive less and take fewer trips than last summer.
With all the frustrations with air travel, it's not like gas prices are cheap. So it's kind of hard to trade off and do a road trip instead.
As summer wears on and sticker shock sinks in, travel will wane, says Dana Peterson at the conference board.
Prices for everything are rising. So it's not just gasoline, but also restaurants, hotels, entertainment, like going to your favorite sporting event or going to the movies.
If you are going to travel, be ready for disruptions, says retail analyst Marshall Cohen at the NPD Group. He was recently scheduled to fly from New York to Florida to visit a client.
The flight got canceled. They were saying, well, I guess we'll have to reschedule. I said, oh, no, I'll be there tomorrow. In the car I got, 16 hours later, there I was.
But most people can't shift gears on a dime and drive to their summer vacation if their flight's canceled. So they might just end up with a staycation instead. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
It probably almost goes without saying that this year's July 4th barbecue is also turning out to be more expensive, with inflation chugging along at above 8% by some measures. Prices have also increased for the evening's climax, the fireworks, both the little ones you might set off in your backyard and the big shows that towns and cities put on in the park. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has that story.
As you can imagine, for the fireworks industry, this is go time.
There is no 5th of July in our business.
Bill Weimer is vice president at Phantom Fireworks, which has stores in 15 states. He says 90% of his sales happen in the month leading up to today. The rest are mostly during New Year's and Diwali. And this year, the product is more expensive.
We're not unlike most businesses. We've had inflation hit us, so our prices are up 20, 25, 30%.
And that's mostly down to shipping. Most fireworks come from China. Weimer says shipping costs have quadrupled. And that's on top of the premium the industry already pays because its products are explosives. Michael Cardellano at fireworks display company Pyrotechnico says inflation is also affecting local fireworks shows, which cost anywhere from 10 grand to whatever you're willing to spend.
This is a bad phrase, but I'll say the sky's the limit.
He says most towns are trimming costs by shortening shows. A 25-minute display might become 20 minutes. But the increase in prices isn't putting too big of a dent in the industry, says Steve Hauser, president of the National Fireworks Association. Cities that canceled public shows for the past couple of years because of COVID are eager to bring back the tradition. And during that time, consumer fireworks sales got a boost.
A lot of people were like, well, I can't go to the city show, so I'm going to try fireworks in my backyard.
He also thinks with the price of gas, people figure if they're going to stay home today, they may as well go all out. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.